Penguin Random House Audio presents Strange Music, A Pip and Flink's Adventure by Alan Dean Foster. Read for you by Stefan Rudnicki.
This is Kevin Hearn with my foreword. Growing up in the 80s, there were plenty of big-name authors to choose from in the sci-fi fantasy section. Robots and Dragons and Quests, oh my! But when I hit the bookstores, the big-name author whose work I always sought out first was Alan Dean Foster, and it was for a very specific reason. I knew that no matter what kind of story he wrote next, I would be entertained. Not lectured on politics or kinky social constructs, not subjected to pages of speculative science or unpronounceable names with apostrophes in them. Simply, delightfully entertained. And since he's written 126 novels and counting, I think that we can safely say Mr. Foster is one hell of an entertainer. He writes both science fiction and fantasy, and his book Spellsinger was the first fantasy I ever read. It was full of talking animals, an idea that obviously appealed to me very much when I began writing the Iron Druid Chronicles, but also tremendous humor and a vocabulary that, once absorbed, allowed my teenage self to score fantastically well on the verbal section of my SATs. To this day, he still uses words I have to look up, and I geek out about it. Foster's first contact novels are among my favorites. A Call to Arms, the first novel of the Damned trilogy, introduces a composer on a boat in the Gulf of Mexico to not one, but three different species who have come to Earth seeking help in a galactic war that has dragged on for centuries. The human talent for war could tip the scales, and the composer tries his best to convince the aliens in spite of ample evidence that no, we're quite peaceful, really.